The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Ever notice how just glancing at a travel logo can totally take you back to a vacation? You know, like that little wave symbol for that surf camp you loved?
Yeah.
Suddenly, you're right back there hearing the ocean.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today, the psychology behind those powerful first impressions. And to guide us, we have the do's and don'ts of designing your tourism brand logo.
Makes sense, because it's kind of amazing how much how important a logo really is, especially in a world where visuals are everything, like in the tourism industry.
Totally. I mean, think about it. We're constantly flooded with travel inspo these days. Like, it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
So your logo, it's got to be that eye-catching landmark that screams, hey, this is the adventure you've been looking for.
And that idea of simplicity, which this article really hits on, it's so key.
Yeah.
Think about those super effective logos, like Airbnb or TripAdvisor.
Right.
Clean. Instantly recognizable.
Oh, yeah.
They work on a tiny phone screen. They work on a billboard.
It's like, those logos become these universal symbols. They go beyond language, you know?
Yeah.
You see the Airbnb logo, you instantly get it even without reading anything. It's like, this isn't some stuffy old hotel.
Exactly. And that kind of reminds me of this other point the article makes that I think is super relevant, especially for anyone in tourism. If you're always chasing after every fleeting trend.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's like, your brand can end up feeling more outdated than last year's vacation photos.
Ugh, yeah. Remember those logos like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
All those travel agencies with the palm trees and the sunset gradients?
Mm-hmm. So cheesy now. Makes you wonder what we'll be cringing about 10 years from now, right?
For sure. That's why aiming for that timeless look is key. You want your logo to have that classic, enduring feel, like a really well-made suitcase, you know? Something you'll be proud to have represent you for years to come.
And speaking of representing you, the article's really big on making sure your logo nails your brand identity. So, what kind of vibe are you going for? Rugged adventure?
Yeah.
Barefoot luxury? Like, what's the heart of your brand?
That's where really understanding your brand identity is super important. Like, a luxury safari lodge.
Mm-hmm.
That logo needs to evoke something totally different than, say, a budget-friendly hostel chain, right?
Absolutely.
Take National Geographic, for example.
Uh-huh.
That iconic yellow rectangle, boom, it screams exploration. You instantly know what they're all about. And that takes us to the fascinating world of color psychology. The article talks a lot about that.
Yeah.
And it always blows my mind how much color can impact how we see things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially when it comes to travel.
Especially travel. If you want that peaceful, tranquil vibe, blues and greens are your go-to. Think like crystal clear water, lush landscapes.
Right.
But if you're all about adventure and energy, then oranges, yellows, maybe even a bold red can really make that logo pop.
And of course, we can't forget about gold. I mean, is there anything that says luxury travel more than a little touch of gold?
Right. It's like the little black dress of the color palette.
It just works.
Always elegant, always makes a statement. But the article brings up a good point. You don't want to rely too much on those like super obvious color associations.
Yeah, well,
I totally agree.
We've all seen those travel logos, right? The ones that feel like they were just like pulled straight out of a stock image website.
Yeah, yeah.
Palm trees, airplanes, globes.
For sure.
It's like the design equivalent of a tourist trap.
Yeah. You know? Total.
The same generic souvenirs you could find anywhere.
Exactly.
And we want something way more unique than that. We've got to find those visual elements, those hidden gems that really capture the spirit of like your specific brand.
Yeah, exactly. What are those details, you know? Those little things that people remember about your destination, about your experience.
Right.
Like if you're doing, say, culinary tours in Italy, maybe your logo takes inspiration from, I don't know, the patterns you see in handmade pasta.
Oh, I love that.
Or the colors of a Tuscan sunset.
Yeah. Yes. See, that's what it's all about. Finding a logo that's as special and unique as the experience you're offering. Something that makes people curious, makes them want to learn more.
Absolutely. And speaking of making your logo work for you, the article talks about testing your logo, but not just testing it everywhere.
Oh, good point.
Because a design that looks amazing on a website might totally fall flat when it's like on a brochure.
Oh, yeah.
Or, God forbid, on a t-shirt.
Ooh, yeah. I actually remember seeing this really cool minimalist logo for a boutique hotel, and I thought it was so chic on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it printed on one of those little hotel pens.
Oh, no.
It was just a blurry mess.
You got to try it on different mediums, different sizes. Mm. Think about it. Will your logo be embroidered on hats, printed on luggage tags, blown up on a billboard? It's got to be readable and eye-catching no matter what.
It's like that classic style advice. Always think about the occasion before you pick your outfit.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about something that I feel like doesn't get enough attention in logo design typography.
Yes. Typography. I'm such a font nerd. It's not even funny.
Oh, me too.
But it's true. Even just choosing a different font can completely change how people see your brand.
Oh, 100%.
It's crazy.
Like, think about it. A playful handwritten font.
Right.
That might be adorable for, like, a whimsical bed and breakfast,
like,
right?
Yeah.
But if you put that on a logo for, like, an adventure travel company.
Totally not the right vibe.
It just wouldn't fit. You need something bolder, more rugged.
It's going to match those heart-pumping experiences they're selling.
Exactly.
So you've poured your heart into designing this amazing logo. It captures your brand perfectly.
Yeah.
But, like the article points out, that's just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
We got to talk about the rest of the sensory experience.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you walk into, say, a hotel lobby.
Oh, yeah.
You see their logo, right? But then you step inside and maybe there's this smell of fresh flowers or
it's true.
Some smooth jazz playing in the background. And it's like,
it's those little details, those little sensory things that really make it special.
Exactly. It's about making it a whole experience.
Yes.
An experience that they'll remember even after they've gone home.
Absolutely. Think about the sound of a fireplace when you're like at a cozy ski lodge.
Well, yeah.
Or the smell of like amazing street food when you're walking through a market in Thailand, you know?
It becomes part of the whole travel memory. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we're talking about here, creating a whole sensory brand experience.
Right. So, yes, your logo is that first impression, that first hello, but it's really just the beginning, right?
It's the tip of the iceberg, really. It's about the whole journey you create for your audience, something that speaks to all the senses.
Okay. So imagine this. You're scrolling, scrolling, scrolling through travel websites.
Yeah.
And then you see it, this amazing picture of a secluded beach.
Yeah.
You just have to click.
Of course.
But then, here's the thing. Imagine that when you click, it's not just a picture anymore. You hear those waves lapping against the shore.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you even smell the salt air.
Yeah.
Feel the warm sand.
Now you're talking. You're really taking them there.
That's exactly it. You've transported them without them even leaving their couch.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our little deep dive here into the world of tourism logos, let's remember this. Your logo, it's like a door.
It is, yeah.
It's the entrance, but the real magic, the real experience, that's what's waiting on the other side.
It's what's inside that counts, right?
Exactly. Create a logo that represents you, for sure, but don't stop there.
Keep going.
Think about the sounds, the scents, the tastes, even the textures, what makes this experience unforgettable.
Because when you create an experience that really speaks to people, they won't just be customers.
They'll be like fans.
They become fans, advocates. They'll tell all their friends.
And on that note, I think it's time we start planning our next vacation.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
To all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, may your designs be bold, your experiences unforgettable, and your brands, the ones that travelers keep coming back to again and again.